part 5 of the Buzz Bubble interview with Val DeFebo. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
Do I get to ask you something?
Sure.
Why Buzz?
Why Buzz? Oh boy, that's a big question.
I was
agency,
curious.
My agency is Big Buzz.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with, you know, people go, Buzz, oh, you guys, you know, drinking and smoking over there? Like, no, it's just, when I started Big Buzz about a dozen years ago, you know, I mean, embarrassed to say, our first tagline was, we'll create a buzz about your business. I mean, this is like a lot of years ago. So, and Big Buzz, it was also based on the domains that were available. I thought it, you know, flowed well. So that's the agency. And then when we created the show, the Buzz Bubble kind of climbing in, and it's just you and I, and that's where the Buzz Bubble come from. I also was in a band called Fuzz Bubble, and we wrote the theme.
I'm seeing a pattern. Buzz Bubble, Buzz Bubble, Buzz Bubble. I like
it. I came from the music world, so a lot of craziness.
You're really a drummer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a part of my bio. I don't know if you had that part's all true. I am not the bastard son of Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. Yeah.
I almost said Elmer Fudd, because that would have been so much less believable. Back to you. Yes. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
I guess what turns me on is when people present something they're passionate about, and it's something so new for me that I say, "Wow, what a great idea!" And it's especially great when they have such conviction in it that they can see it going to a million places. It's what I love about this business. It's what attracts me. I read from all the people who say, you gotta love what you do, you gotta love what you do, you gotta love what you do. And I think about why I come to work every day. And right. It's because there are people around here who have great ideas all day long. And it's what inspires me, it's what keeps me here, it's what makes me tick. So I love not being the person who has to be, I love being someone who can help and who can contribute, but it's so great to be surrounded by smart, thoughtful, imaginative, creative people in every place. I mean, our media director inspires me as much as our creative director, and I think that's
great.
Different. That's the Deutsch difference, really.
Yeah, again, you guys just don't have any barriers. It's wonderful.
It's great.
What turns you off, creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
You know, it goes back to one of the questions you asked me earlier. I think the thing that's turned me off, and I'm going to keep this to the industry the most, is bad women in positions of power, whether that's the client side or the agency side. In other words, they don't help pave the way for anyone, not just women, but people in general. So it irks me that people don't understand that they don't understand their role or their influence. So I wouldn't just say, it's probably not just women, it's men too.
Right.
But women get the moniker because they,
Well, kind of our theme of our show, and some of them get up on a soapbox because they're women and feel that there's a different role they have to play. And again, no borders, no, you're like, I don't think of myself as a woman, you just think of yourself as a business person. And that's...
I do, and I think, I think that it's really important for people who are mentors, for people who are leaders, to be able to know what that position means and to be able to embrace that. It doesn't mean you're running the agency. There are people, there are, 500 people who look up to you for how you make decisions, whether or not you're decisive, if you back them up when they make bad decisions, and then teach them how to make better decisions. All those things are important. Having a vision for them, it's all part of leadership. And when you get a bad one up there, you know it right away. And it's just, you're teaching people.
Right.
It's your responsibility, so.
I'm going to give you back the Gilligan question, because you asked for that. And that's such a great one. Ginger or Marianne?
Marianne,
okay. And I think the last one on the list. So you arrive at the pearly gates, and God has one thing to say to you. Mm. What would you like to hear?
I would like to hear that that he's just so proud of the job I did as a mother, but also as a person who nurtured a business and people in a business. Because I really feel, my son is young, like one of yours, and so this newfound motherhood for me is a big deal. Okay. Then when I think about all the years I've spent here, I think about the skill set that I developed in nurturing the people here. And I don't think it's a female thing. I think it's about recognizing people's talents, celebrating them, bringing them to the table, and getting them to think. And that's, you know, that's what I do to my son, too.
Right. Well, that's a wonderful closing. Well, Val, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's so great to meet you. I hope I see you on the train
one of
these days.
Yes, right. On the Long Island Railroad.
Exactly.
Thanks so much. Maybe we can get a tour?
Yeah, let's go. So Vonda thought it was interesting. A week ago or so, we were in the space and we were talking about fixing some stuff. And they said, we should make this a really comfortable place and look at those benches. And I said, guys, this was designed with a purpose, frankly. We said, we want this to be cold and stark because our view is that people shouldn't have to sit here for more than 2 minutes. Whenever you have a guest, you should get up here, get them out of that seat and get them into the space, because this is not the agency, this is a vestibule. And so they don't belong sitting out here, they belong in the space. Let's make it uncomfortable so we can convince people to get out of it.
And yeah, Vaughn did apologize as she came up to get me. She said, it's a city block from my desk to the reception.
I know, it is a city block. So this is the old Port Authority building, and there were trucks that used to make their way into the space and from all different kinds of things. But this is one of the production studios. And so this was one of the pits, and those silver things are elevators, and they literally can bring up trucks. So we've had Ben and Jerry's trucks and beer trucks come up here, not in this space, but in the one that's like it on the other end, and park up here. So that's why the space is multi-level. The building is built literally like, what do you call it, a brick shit house. The floors are a foot thick of concrete.
Wow.
So the building's really sturdy, and it's built to withstand, you know, massive emergencies and things like that. The footprint is about 110,000 square feet. And before it was cool to be in the meatpacking district, we were here. Yeah, it was still a little dangerous then. But anyway, the way we designed the space was very intentional to have all of the networking. The ceiling was designed. We didn't want to drop a ceiling down. We wanted to have big ceilings. And the idea was give everybody a view, because the building had a great view. So we wanted to be able to give everyone a view. That's why all these desks are in here. We wanted people to be able to see both ways. And we didn't create anything that was tall, because we didn't want to obstruct people's view. The people who sit in here, there are account planners, media planners, you know, account people, research people, interactive people. So we're all mixed up, and it's intentional. It's so we mix it up. The other thing we get, people laugh at us about, is that we have a paging system, because you'll hear people say, you know, Val, call this extension, because the space is so big that you need to be able to get someone when they're near a phone.
Oh.
And now people walk around with their Blackberries and iPhones, but you know, 10 years ago they didn't.
Right.
And so we had we thought it was important to do that. All the offices have glass, so that you can see in and get someone's attention when you need to. Down this hallway, we have editing suites for television and content that we develop. So there are editors that sit in there. I'm not going around to the media room, it's too far. Here, I'll show you this. This is interesting. This is where I sit, in the middle.
Cool.
Yeah, this is me. This is my mess. This is where I sit, in the middle of the space. So I wanted to be in the middle of the space because I thought I should be able to be reached by everybody equally. So this is what the space looked like before we moved in. It's a little discolored, but it gives you a good idea of what we were working with.
Yeah. Wow.
Nothing. But it's great. So
very
cool. So yeah, and this is sort of this is my reputation. Which should surprise you after today,
Yeah.
You know what, the rest of the space looks just like the rest of the space. I mean, the idea is a wide open, raw place where people can talk in the hallways and integrate thinking. So it was a pretty good view from here of the Twin Towers. So that morning we were all here when it happened, which was really not great. Generally speaking though, it's a great view.
It's a great space though.
I'm surprised there's no one out there. the interesting thing about this space is we relax here, but we also have agency meetings here, which I think is really important, because at least once a month we get the agency together for a breakfast or a lunch or just a meeting, and we talk about what's going on in the agency. And nothing formal. I stand on the steps. People stand, you know, here in the balcony or whatever. These garage doors come down when, we also have, do you tell them about the talent show? We have an annual talent show, and people sign up, and it's like American Idol, only you're allowed to do more than singing.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we set up a stage, and we have judges, about 10 different judges, and we, it's actually great. People love it, because, and people from accounting, you know, get up there and sing, and your people do magic acts, and
that's funny.
A lot of people make fun of the agency, but it's a really great bonding experience. It's one of the places you can really see the culture, so. If you're ever in the hood, you can come by and watch our talent show. It's really fun.
That's it for part 5 of the Buzz Bubble interview with Val DeFebo. Tune in next week for our interview with creative director Andy Azula of the Martin Agency.